Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today we're going to take a look at a passage of scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. When you were a child, did you ever accidentally hit a baseball through your neighbor's window? And you felt really bad about what you had done, so you went over to apologize. And you assumed that he was going to be as forgiving with you as your dad is, but the truth is that he lacked the quality of forbearance. He told you that you were going to have to pay for all the damage that you did. Even when you humbly requested their forgiveness and to forgo the debt, they refused to forget the matter and told you that they would bill you for the expenses. And this reminds me of the Christian life. Forbearance is defined as the refraining from the enforcement of something that is due. When someone humbly confesses their faults, we are supposed to forgive them, canceling their debts. As God has forgiven us, we must show forbearance to each other in time of need. Matthew 18:21 says, "Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had in payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told their lord, unto their lord, all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." You know, in this story, the king displays forbearance. The man who was brought before him owed him a lot of money, but he simply couldn't pay the bill. But when the debtor finally came to his senses and realized what was going to happen, he confessed his faults and he begged the king to be merciful, and because of this, he completely forgave him and freed him of the entire debt. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Each of us has accrued a sin debt with God. But before any of us can be forgiven by God or others, contrition and confession must first happen towards those whom you have wronged. In order for the king to release him of the debt, he needed to admit his faults, because if he hadn't, he would have suffered the punishment for what he had owed. This is why people must seek reconciliation in the church. You need to quickly confess faults one to another, so sins can quickly be forgiven and forgotten. But some people, they're going to be too cold-hearted to apologize. And if that's the case, you're not supposed to have anything to do with them. God doesn't want people to perish. He wants them to repent, because when they do, he can show them his merciful forbearance. We need to be the same way towards each other in the church. Colossians 3:12 says, "Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye." When somebody sins against you, it doesn't feel very good, does it? I mean, we have to enter into suffering because of the wrongs committed against us. But this is exactly what Jesus did when he died on the cross for our sins. Clearly, we are not supposed to avenge ourselves, but God will bring tribulation and punishment upon the impenitent. But when somebody accepts the error of their way and comes to the realization inside of their heart that what they have done is wrong, They need to humbly confess faults to God and to others. Confession is a huge part of the Christian life, because if people cannot quickly admit fault when they wrong others, they are ensnared with the pride of the devil and will suffer the consequences with God. It's either punishment or forgiveness, and it all comes down to one's contrition and confession of their faults. Remember that before one can obtain mercy, they have to seek it. They have to ask for it. This is exactly what the man did who was indebted to the king. Compassion and forbearance can only flow when you cry out for mercy and accept your own shortcomings. In the church, we need to quickly accept our faults, confess our faults, and forgive faults, because each of these processes are qualities of divine charity. Ephesians 4, verse 1 says this, "I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love." Now, on the other hand, some people will absolutely refuse to forgive somebody for something that they have done, and they expect God to forgive them, but they won't forgive others who humbly seek their forgiveness. In complete hypocrisy, they even pray the Lord's Prayer and ask God to forgive them, but they won't forgive the penitent heart of another. Those who do this will lose their salvation, because God will not forgive them for sins that they have committed. Matthew 6:14 says, "If you forgive not men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will..." "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." And one other verse here, James 2:13 says, "For he shall have judgment without mercy, that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment." So today I ask you, how forgiving are you with others? Are you as merciful with others as God has been with you? Are you capable of showing compassion to the penitent? Will you be forbearing with a neighbor when they humbly apologize for the broken window? Let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. And we're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups. You can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose that you could find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. And peace to you all. And Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.